Well, I know Thursday's Thanksgiving, guys. So, Mr. Mayor and Ms. Gale, why don't y'all come on up and y'all can share about what's going on Thursday. They're over, and I think this is gonna be their last year, from what I understood. I sure can't blame them. It's a lot of work. You have to cook 12 or 14 turkeys and all that stuff, everything else with it. It's a meaningful thing. But, you know, at times, you know, God will take you to do things to a certain point, and then, you know, you just have to give it over to somebody. And so, what I've been praying for is saying, Lord, show them who to raise up to be over it. Because, you know, many people will come maybe to want to be over it, but it's who is the one God wants. Because he's the one that knows who you can trust. Because people give money. You know, a lot of money goes into this, and it's nobody knows all that. And you want to make sure that it's not being given to Judas spirit. It's true. You know, that's why you gotta check things out when you're giving. You know, don't just hand over your money. You work too hard to give out just, you know, no. You work too hard, so you gotta be careful. But I'd like for them just to maybe share a little bit about what's going to happen that day, what's going to go on, and
well, it'd be Thursday morning. If anybody wants to come get coffee at 4:30 or 5 in the morning, I'll be there. I'll make coffee, and then people start getting there, people that are helping us. And we had some come offer to help that I never dreamed in a million years would come and ask me, do we need help? And I told them, yeah, we'll do something. You know, we'll put you doing something. We'll have 13 turkeys, 5 hams, and 10 pans of big yams and corn and rice dressing and fruit salad and a bunch of pies and cakes. And so, if anybody by themselves or just don't feel like cooking, y'all come over. Y'all can eat there or take it to go. We have tables set up if you want to eat there. And so it's, I think it's 18 years. I know I'll miss it next year, I think. We have a lot of good here. God's always sent somebody. People we don't even know just walk in. And I've often thought, I said, is this angels he's sending? Because I don't know these people. I never seen them. And a lady, and maybe it's two ladies, came in one time and just asked to help. So they helped us. So.
And if you would stretch forth your hand, let's pray for them, will you? Father, we just come before you this day, Lord. And Father, we pray for Mr. Leonard and Ms. Gale, and Lord, we pray that everything will go according to plan, Father. Father, draw in the people that just need that just need company that day so they're not alone, Father. Lord, help them to minister more than just food, but to minister your word to these people, Lord. Lord, help everything to go well, Lord God. Father, your anointing and your spirit to be upon their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, send the one that you need to be over it starting next year. Lord, we pray that your will be done. Father, help Gale and Leonard to know that right person in Jesus, and that they would have a witness in their hearts and know, and both of them would agree upon it, Lord. Father, if there's a check mark in their heart on either one, that Father, they would know that it's a no, and they would wait upon you, Lord. Show them in Jesus' name who they can trust, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I do want to thank you for your tithe and offerings to the church. Last Sunday, tithe and offerings, you can see in your bulletin, was $344. So thank you for your giving. And just a matter of note to you, tomorrow, and I mean, we just got word, you know, during the week or whatever, but tomorrow will be the annual community Thanksgiving service. Tomorrow at 6:30 at St. Matthew's Baptist Church. That's on McMurtry, I think it is, McMurtry Street 1109. You might say, where is that? Well, we passed this morning. If you go one block from what I understood, that don't live on McMurtry or no?
Yes,
So if you just go one block and you just go all the way like towards Kaplan, you'll see it on the left. It's a white, you know, typical Baptist building. There's no parking. You're going to have to just park on the road. I mean, that's just it. They, you know, back then they just put a church. They built it. They didn't worry about parking because most of the people just in that community would walk to church. But if you were able to make it, that's tomorrow. That's when, you know, I'm planning on being there, Jelaine and I, and just whoever, you know, other ministers, just to be there and just to come together, thanking God for the many blessings upon the town of Gaydon and asking God to move upon this city and just giving thanks to Him and what He has done. So if you're able to, that's tomorrow at 6 o'clock, okay? 6 o'clock. At the church, at the Little Baptist Church there, okay? And if you're able to help Gail and Leonard, you can do that. And also on Wednesday, January 9th, we'll start back up with Bible study on Wednesday nights. Okay? All right, I think that's it. Well, Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Today we set aside to eat a lot of food. It's a day we set aside to give thanks unto the Lord. Let's say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're coming to a season of giving and also of giving thanks. You know, Thanksgiving marks the official day or the official time of the Christmas season that is coming. We celebrate Thanksgiving every third November Thursday. Every third Thursday of November we celebrate. It's the fourth or it's the third? The third? It's the third Thursday. Is the fourth one of those? Okay, look, we don't want to argue about.
I do my blood every day. So I did get my blood.
So we're going by his blood. Okay. So now the blood was done. So now we know the blood sets the standard.
Yeah.
We celebrate Thanksgiving on that fourth Thursday of every month, on the first Thanksgiving, you know, we had the pilgrims that came, and they suffered a lot. They suffered a lot to get away from depression and to get away from the king there that was trying to destroy their religion and their worship of God. They came for freedom of worship. Not just to worship anything, a tree or whatever. They came to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Of 102 or so that came, only 50 or so survived that first year. And so they took a 3 days. It wasn't just one day, but it was 3 days of celebrating the thanksgiving of what God had done for them. Yes, some people had died. Yes, you know, things had happened to them that just was a wall and a barrier to them in developing this new country. But yet God was still in the midst as they called upon him. You know, we often think, well, when God calls us to do something, it's going to be easy. Well, he called me, so why isn't it easy? We don't realize that when God calls, he calls us to do a job, but he calls us to rely upon him and to have persistence in doing it and getting the job done, getting it done. They didn't realize all the things that would happen, but horrible things happened, but yet great things happened because they saw the hand of God and how he maneuvered the ship. They got up to the right place and had the blessings of God upon them. But of 102 or 50-something, were only ones that celebrated that year. With some, they think that some of the Indians that helped them, they think around 90 or so, helped them in that first Thanksgiving. So you see, you know, I was listening to somebody, a child, and then somebody asked them, you know, about Thanksgiving. What's Thanksgiving? And the thing they blurted out was a feast. And that's part of it. And that's good. But Thanksgiving is not, it's a feast, yes. And we thank God for the things that we have. But the main thing is that our eyes are supposed to be put up and directly put upon him and saying, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your benefits. Thank you for the blessings you've given unto us. Thank you, you know, how you blessed America beyond any other nation upon the face of the earth. Even Israel. Now, God has blessed Israel. But let me tell you, there's no other nation that has been blessed like America. Yes, we have some problems. And yes, there are things that are happening. But let me tell you, for the most part, we still have it great, people. And we need to keep praying that the blessings of God would be ever poured out upon our nation as we export the word of God to places around the world, and we give of the Spirit of God throughout the world, and we keep preaching the truth of the gospel throughout the world. God has blessed our nation. God has blessed our nation and is continually blessing our nation physically with the low unemployment rate. That had, we had seen the numbers, what, 3.9 is it, or 3.4? Whatever is in the threes. We haven't seen that in many, many, many years. Many years. We need to thank God for the things that we have, that we're able to have people give or get 14 turkeys, you know, whatever that we need. That people are coming and giving them money and helping them to so that they don't, that they have everything they need on that Thursday. The blessings of God, people, upon our nation. The blessings of God upon our society. Yes, there's some wrong, but I tell you what, there's a lot of right. There's more right than wrong. You know, every night, every day, you should pray for America. Because you see, God has petitioned certain angels over every nation. But also Slewfoot has petitioned his minions, petitioned around trying to destroy every nation if he can, and including America. So we need to thank God for the things that we have. Don't look at the glass that's half empty. Look at it as half full. Thank you, Lord. I have a half a glass of water to drink. Thank you, Lord. You know, look at the positives in our nation. Look at the positives in our churches. Look at the positive in your family. Look at the positive in your spouse. Look at the positive in your children. Look at the positive in your grandchildren. Look at the positive things. That doesn't mean we don't see the negative, but we choose to look at the positive of things. And that keeps us straight. Keeps us straight as we look at the positives of our God. Thank God, in past years, our president declared Thanksgiving a national holiday, that he would stop and thank the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're not thanking a man. We're not thanking Buddha. We're not thanking no other little god, but we're thanking the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Jehovah our God, and the things that he has given unto us, and how he has blessed our nation and blessed us. How blessed are we, every one of us today, to leave today. And if we want to go eat at a restaurant down the road or wherever we want to go, we can go. Talk about blessings. Talk about blessings if we want to. How blessed we are, people. How God has blessed us and saved our souls and given us many things. I want you to turn, if you would, to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Very familiar scriptures. We have many blessings and we ought to give thanks for them. Psalms 103, starting with verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Here we see, but we're not to forget, he says, give thanks. But don't forget his benefits. His benefits of sins forgiven. My God, thank you, Lord. That we can get up in the morning, get dressed, come to church, and we know we've been forgiven. We know the past is the past. That what we did years ago, or even yesterday, or even this morning, has been forgiven by God. That's the benefit, people, of the church of the living God. We need to be thankful for those benefits. That we have daily health, that God replenishes our soul, that God gives us food, and thank him for that benefit of a family and friends. The benefit of God's love and grace, the benefit of salvation by faith, the benefit of having a Bible. My Lord, people. We don't realize how many people out in the world, out there in other countries, have never even touched a Bible. I know the Gideons, a great organization. We support the Gideons as a church. Because I see the Bibles, they give. They give. They give. They give. They put Bibles in motels and hotels, the Bibles, people. We have many people around the world that has never even saw a Bible. The benefits of God, how he has blessed this nation, that most of us even have more than one Bible. You know, really. We have all the written one on paper, but also we even have the Bible on our computers. We have the Bible in our phones. That we can, you know, anywhere we go, that we have access to the Word of God. That God alone, the power, the benefit of that, how God has blessed our nation. When much is given, much is required. We have no excuse not to know that Word. That doesn't mean we know everything about it, but we need to study that word, the benefit of the word of God being planted in our hearts, the benefit of it coming out of our lives. See, this is what the Father, what the Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit wants. When things come our way, they want us to act out the word of God that has been planted deep within our hearts. When someone hurts us, or someone says something about us, or someone does something to us that hurts us severely, God wants the word of God to come out. That's one of the benefits of the word of God, to come out. That we directly remember what the word of God says, and God says we're to forgive. And how many times a day? At least 70 times 7 a day, that same person. 490 times. We're to forgive because the word of God, he wants the word to protrude out of our hearts and out of our lives. When things happen to us, as we're walking down the road, as we're working, as, you know, we're doing whatever, he wants the word of God to protrude out of us. That as we are doing our work or doing whatever, and the devil throws something in our mind that's not good, that we go back to the word of God and we say, well, the word of God says this, that we're to think on things that are good, pure, holy, true, trustworthy. Think on those things. That we're to think, and Lord, and we say, Lord, I put my faith in you. And Lord God, I break that hold upon the enemy that he's trying to place it on. See, that's victory. That's the benefit. God wants us to have victory in every area of our lives. Because if we harbor unforgiveness, it will destroy us. It will stop the blessings of God. It will stop what God wants to do in us. We need to thank God for his word, that he's given it to us, that we have the benefit of that word coming out unto us, that we can learn it, that we can put it in our hearts, we can put it in our lives, and we can live it. Or if something happens and we don't know what to do, we can go to that word and say, Father, show me your word, what it says. God says we can go to him for healing of our bodies. Hey, something starts to happen to your body, go to the word of God and say, Lord, the word says, believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The Lord, Father, your word says, even though you're still aching and whatever, you just still declare the word. Even though you're still going to the doctor, just declare his word over you. And let me tell you, something's going to happen on the inside because he paid the price at Calvary's cross. See, we have all this stuff because of the fall of Adam and Eve. It's the truth, because of sin and evil. But the benefits. In Luke, can you bring up those scriptures in Luke, talking about the 10 lepers? The 10 lepers. No, it's only 10:30. Thank you, Lord.
Got a long way to go.
Nobody's hungry. Nobody's hungry? Okay, thank you, Lord. See, look, I think everybody can skip dinner. We'll catch it up on Thursdays. We'll catch up on Thursday. Hey, look. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks as he was a Samaritan. Okay. You know, Samaritans and Jews didn't mix. Jews thought of Samaritans like dogs. You know, dogs, like they were deafening. But here we see we have 10 lepers. You know, leprosy was something that affected the outer part of a body. And when a person had leprosy, they were, if you want to say, kicked out of the city. They couldn't go in, and they had to go to certain places outside of the city till they were cleansed. And then when they were clean, they had to go show themselves to the priest, and he had to declare them clean, and then they could go back into the city and associate with people, which, you know, they didn't want them to associate with people and get a lot of other people sick and with this disease and stuff. So here we see there were 10 of them. 10 of them. They saw Jesus coming. You can read it. There were not found that returned to him glory to God, save this stranger. And he said to him, arise, go your way, thy faith has made thee whole. Look at the first part. Thank you. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into the village, now stop right there. Don't you think Jesus knew what was in the village around about? Let me tell you, Jesus hears the cries. Sometimes we think, you know, we're the only ones in our beds crying to God, saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. And we say, Lord, I don't know what to do. And we're thinking, oh, Lord, will he ever do something? And he hears our prayers. He hears your prayers. His ears are never stopped up to the ears of his saints, his people. He went to that city. He met 10 of them. And, you know, they couldn't come right by Jesus. So they started calling out to him. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And keep it right there. See, they had to call out to him because they could not come close to Jesus. They had to say, I think I read like 100 feet or so away from people. Unless they were, you know, somebody was like them, but they could be right by him, you know. But they had to stay like 100 or so feet away from associating with everybody else, society. And so they heard Jesus had come, and Jesus went in there just for them. Just for the one, if you want to say it that way. And they lifted up there. That means they started hollering because they saw some hope, people. They saw hope in one that can heal their bodies. They saw hope because they heard how he calmed the seas. They heard about how he healed the lady with the issue of blood. They heard about the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that were happening through this prophet they called him. And faith arose in them. You see, that's why when God does something in your life, I like for you to share it. Because it raises my faith to believe God. And it raises the faith of other believers in the house to believe God for a miracle, a sign, and a wonder. That God can move upon that situation. And they called out to Jesus. And Jesus, can you go up? Master, have mercy on us. Go to the next scriptures, please. Thank you. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Stop right there. Yo, that's a miracle right there. He didn't go up to them and lay hands on them. He didn't anoint them with oil. He didn't do any of that. He's the King of Kings, my God. All he has to do is think it and it's done. The power of Almighty God. He said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And they said, what? And all of a sudden they started running to the priest. And one looks at him saying, see, that was faith for them to start running to the priest. Because they had to believe that they were healed. And one really, it sunk in. And I'm healed. It doesn't say how long they were that way for, but one day would have been enough. Could have been days, months, years, you don't know. But one stopped in his tracks. Said, I've got to thank this man. After every church service, just about every, I can't say every time, but just about, after church service or at my home or during the week, I'll just say, Lord, I want to thank you for Sunday. Because it's all with you. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the mighty rule of your spirit upon our lives. Thank you for the words that came forth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We need to thank our God. And he came and he says, and it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back And with a loud voice, he wasn't ashamed. He started glorifying God. If you read in the text, they said that all 10 got healed, and one got eternal life. Healed and eternal life. Now, when that came back, not saved, gave his heart to the Lord. Out of all the 10 people, see, that's the day two people use God. What they need, and then they turn back and go out in the world and drink and do evil and all kind of other stuff. It's the mercy of God that heals. It's the mercy of God that does many things. But we need to keep our faith in Christ and thank Him. He glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. That's a humble man. But how many times have we been in a place where only God can do a miracle, people? And when the miracle happens, God gives us a word. God shows us what to do. My God, have you ever been in a place and you hit your head against, I say a wall, but against bricks or against wood, and you say, Father, I don't know what to do. I don't know what, and you keep hitting and hitting and say, Lord, show me, show me, show me. And in one day out of the ordinary, you just do it, whatever, and the Spirit of God comes in and on your life and gives you a plan and shows you exactly what to do. That's the mercy of God, people. That's the mercy of God. That's when you thank Him, saying, Lord, thank you, Lord God, that I didn't make a mistake, that you've given me the right direction. Thank you, Lord, because I know when I follow in the right direction, His anointing, His power, His blessings will be upon my heart and upon my life. Every time we obey God, the anointing and the presence of God and the anointing and the power of God is upon us. Every time you give your tithe in that bucket, the power of God is upon your life because He said He will bless obedience. Every time you forgive, the power of God is upon you. Because, you know, we can't forgive on our own. Every time we have mercy, every time we have grace upon somebody, and it's not easy at times, the power of God is upon you. You're doing what God said to do. Only one turned back, came back and fell at His feet. The other 9 already had the priest. The other 9 had made it to the priest. And the priest had said they're clean, and the other 9 already with their family. And this one is still at the feet of Jesus. People, let's get to the feet of Jesus. Let's worship Him. Let's honor Him with our lives. Stay at His feet. Because I tell you what, if we don't humble ourselves and stay at the feet of our Lord and Savior, bombardment from the world will come in and it will hinder your walk with God. Stay at His feet. Take the time to worship Him. Take the time to thank Him. Take the time to say, Father, Lord God, I love You. I worship You. I honor You. Have you ever gone into the Lord and said, Lord, I don't want to ask You for anything? You know my needs, Lord. You know what I need from the spiritual to the physical. But Lord, I'm not here for that this morning. I'm here just to worship. And lift up your hands, or whatever you do, get on your knees. Some people like to lay down, whatever, whatever. And you just worship Him. Say, Father, I love You. Father, I thank You. Father, You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father, You're my God. You're the God that goes before me. Lord God, I thank You that You're my Messiah. You are my God. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. Thank You for what You've done for me. Thank You for who You are. I will worship You. I will praise You. I will honor You. So the rocks will not have to cry out. But it will come from me unto You. And it will come from us as a church unto Him. It says, lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. Why? Because He said so. As a form of surrender to the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It's only 10:15. I'm closing right now. Don't get antsy. It's okay. It's okay. Have mercy upon me. No. Would you make stand, please? I do want to wish every one of you a great Thanksgiving. I hope that it is one of the greatest times of the year for you.